in Health Innovation Media's Live from HIMSS 2016 series. In this chat, my colleague and co-host of Pop Health Week, Fred Goldstein, president of Cannibal Health LLC, sits with the chief marketing officer of Care Innovations, Carissa Price Rico. Enjoy.
Well, that's great.
Right across from Athena Health and the rapper who's going to, Dr. Rapper, who's going to go on at 3 o'clock.
Oh, is that Z-Dog?
Uh-huh, Z-Dog. I can't wait.
All right.
I love his videos. So.
That'll be great.
Yes, 3 o'clock. Don't miss it.
Fantastic. For full disclosure, before I start here with Carissa, let everyone know I am an advisor to Care Innovations. I'm proud to have been asked to sit on their advisory board along with Dr. David Nash, who's the chair of that group, and some other people our folks may know, such as Matthew Holt. So thanks a lot for joining us today. We had a chance yesterday to talk to Dr. Dishman and your new CEO, and heard some exciting news. So why don't you give a little bit of background of Care Innovations, what it is, and what they do?
Sure. Care Innovations was born out of a joint venture between GE Healthcare and Intel 5 years ago. And it really was coming together to say, we both got these technological solutions to help people stay at home. Neither of us are really in that space. Let's form this startup to take these products to market. And we've really evolved a lot in the last 5 years, and the market's evolved a lot in the last 5 years. So what used to be two separate kind of business lines of smart sensors and remote patient management, today with our Health Harmony platform, are really combined into one. So we have a new remote patient management solution called Health Harmony. It utilizes a variety of peripherals and sensors and things like that to really track and monitor and manage people at home so that they don't end up in the hospital or they don't end up in a nursing home.
Right, so essentially, as we move to this value-based care model, it seems like this stuff is finally,
yes,
I mean, finally gaining some traction.
From your lips to God's ears.
You know.
At CMS's ears.
And I think you actually, the press release you had talked about some of that traction. So what are you seeing now in that market?
Well, it's very interesting because I think that, you know, for a long time, it was always next year or next 5 years, right? And I say 2015 was a phenomenal year for us at Care Innovations. The amount of growth we saw in the marketplace, measured by the amount of RFPs that were out on the street, the amount of RFPs that we personally won, and just the general sentiment that we have arrived finally. People are ready to embrace this technology. It really isn't a technology problem anymore. It's always been a business model problem. Who's going to pay for it? And nowadays, with the Affordable Care Act and the pressures that's put in the move to value-based care, we've got more and more people realizing, well, I need that, because what goes on with the patient outside of my walls is what really is driving the cost.
Yeah, I think it's really interesting if you think about it with CMS and HHS saying we want to move to 80% value-based payment, you know, in the next few years, that suddenly maybe it's going to click within the hospital systems that the hospitals are actually a cost center now. And what we need to do is find everything we can to keep people out of our hospitals and improve their quality at the same time. And this really is a tool to do that, right?
Well, it does that, Fred, but it also does something else even for providers today in today's reimbursement world, right? Some of our clients have revenue optimization goals, right? So a bed is not just a bed. They want to have the most profitable and appropriate patients for those beds, rather than having those beds being taken up by people who could be managed at home, right? So putting something like this in place helps to manage the short, medium, and long term for these providers, because it allows them to be able to send people home earlier than they might have been able to, because they can monitor them now and have that clinician-patient interaction via our tablets and our software. So there's a variety of different reasons why
so the quality could be as good or better.
Absolutely.
In that home environment,
yes.
Which in essence, yeah, as you're saying, it frees up a bed or as you optimizes,
yeah.
You talk about revenue. So that's a neat way to look at it. And as you've seen the growth, is it providers, is it payers, is it both? Who's really putting this stuff in now?
Well, I think that's the fascinating part. Traditionally, you know, payers obviously have had the direct incentive to try to implement a program like this, but now we've seen a lot of growth in providers, and the in-between space, right, of providers who are taking on more risk, either they've formed an ACO or they're looking to do some sort of shared savings plan or manage readmissions, all those kinds of things. Providers are now interested in this remote patient management solutions to be able to manage their risk too. And then even more interesting is the growth we've seen in the post-acute world, right? Because all this pressure on readmissions, the post-acute world says, well, hey, now my hospital referral partners are dinging me and not sending me business because I am not very good at keeping them from coming back within that 30 to 60 days. I too need to invest in this remote patient management solution so I can understand what happens when I discharge from my SNF.
Yeah, and let's bring in a kind of a unique piece of this that I think a lot of times we forget, because we came out of the healthcare side and this and that. This is really something that actually is better for the consumer. Because at the end of the day, they don't want to be in the hospital.
Absolutely.
So we talk about how it's better for the provider, but it really is a patient-centric approach, isn't it?
Absolutely, Fred. You're absolutely right there. That's my background, is actually in the consumer products and consumer marketing world.
Well, it's good. Some of you came over to this side.
So that's why, you know, I came to Care Innovations, to bring that consumer perspective. So our kit, as we call it, our Health Harmony kit, is designed to be a pleasant consumer experience. And not to remind someone that they're sick or they're old or anything like that, but it'd be something fun like you would get from Zappos or Amazon, right? So we spent a lot of time designing the box, designing what those interfaces look like, and designing the whole experience from start to finish to make sure that the consumer wants to be embracing this technology, wants to embrace this new program, wants to make it a part of their life. Because at the end of the day, we're talking about behavior change, and behavior change is hard.
It's
if
very
you're really
going
to move the needle in terms of outcomes and cost, you've got to get people who have multiple chronic diseases to make a different choice every single day and be accountable for their own health. So it's really a very patient-centric approach that we take at Care Innovations.
So, you know, one final question. What do you expect to see out of Intel Care Innovation over the next couple of years? Obviously, the market's pretty fired up about this stuff now. Where are you going with it?
Absolutely. Well, you know, the VA RFP is in the marketplace this year, and so we're hoping to win that and to see a continuation of the growth in just the number of RFPs being put out there by provider organizations and payer organizations. As I said, we've had a phenomenal growth rate in 2015. We're already off to a phenomenal start in the Q1, and we expect,
great.
You know, but we're only as good as our execution. So for us, this year is really about executing flawlessly for our clients to make sure that they're successful in their business goals with remote patient management.
Well, so it really sounds like, I thank you first of all for coming, but it sounds like this new Intel Care Innovation focus is really going to be driving some neat stuff coming out of the next couple of years within this this home monitoring space, which is so critical for us to make a better healthcare system.
Well, absolutely, Fred. And I think that the advantage for us and what we've really learned over the last couple of years is it's not about the technology, it's about people. So whether it's a patient-centered approach or clinicians are people too. So how do you design a program that fits into their workflows, that fits into their lives, that you're not asking doctors and nurses to do something more difficult or complicated, but that actually helps them do their job and helps them be excited to get up and do what they do every day. So we're really excited about the future. Remote patient management is finally coming to its own, we believe, and thanks for allowing us to share our story.
Right, so if people want to find you, pretty easy. Where are you on the internet?
www.careinnovations.com.
Fantastic. Well, thank you so much, Carissa.
Thanks, Fred.
We appreciate you
Have
coming
a great
today.
Show. We'll see you
I'll
soon.
I'll be stopping by the booth later on over the next couple days to
Perfect.
See the latest and greatest from Care Innovations.
Look forward to it.